Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. So, those who are not familiar with my show, today we are just going to be doing some readings. It already looks like we have quite a bit of callers. Yeah, wow. Okay, so I want to let all of you know who are waiting that you are more than welcome to go onto my website. It is linked in the description of the show, and you can schedule your private reading. If you do not feel like waiting, I am not sure if I'm going to be able to get to everybody or not. Hopefully I will if I don't talk too much. But you're, again, more than welcome to do that. I am going to accept donations. You can do those either a Cash App. That's also in the description. It's Empathic Alex. Or you can go on to my website. And all the way down at the bottom, there's a section for donations. You can go ahead and send those that way also. I'm just going to stop talking and start getting to some calls. Because, wow, yeah, we got lots and lots and lots. That's awesome. You guys are awesome. Thank you. Okay. Let's go ahead and we're going to start with area code 256. Hi, how are you?
Hi, my name is Kimberly. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. So, how can I help you?
Well, so what is your protocol? Do you ask questions or do you do spot readings or how does it work?
If you just have any questions, I just kind of go off of the overall energy. Whether it be like love reading or, you know, whatever is needed. I just tap into your energy and then, you know, your guides and, you know, I get the information through your guides.
Okay. Well, just some information about career, whatever you get about career.
Okay. Give me a second to kind of tap in. Hold on. I'm going to go ahead and pull some cards so I can focus a little bit, get, you know, a direct focus at least. Okay. Okay, so before I even cards are coming out, I'm getting there's like a shift going on right now. Yeah, and then we got the seventh chakra card. So that's the crown chakra. So that's like your knowing, right? You just kind of have this knowing of done or you're moving on to better things, right? Or wanting to, I should say, actually.
Yes. Okay. Agree.
What else we got? Yeah. And then we also, so there's a lot with your chakras, actually, in this. So we got the root chakra also, but that's in reversed. So you're not very grounded right now. So that career-wise would say that you're more dreamy than doing, you know? You feel like it's like fantasy that you really want, but it's like out of reach for some reason. I'm not sure why you think that it, what you want to do is out of reach. One second, let me see. Okay. So we got the magician in the mirror. So the magician in the mirror is, you know, the magician card pretty much like in the tarot deck, right? It's a manifester. So you're very much able to manifest what you want out of life. You probably have done it your entire life with great results. But see, then we also got, you're all tied up, and then the financial constraints. So there's, okay. So there's the worry. I think the worry is what's like really, really, are you wanting to like start your own business?
Well, I will tell you that I thought about a couple of things, starting my own business, but I work a job most of my time.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're saying worrying, I think it's more confusion than worry.
Okay.
It's like,
okay.
Yeah, I think I'm going this way, and then I'm pretty sure, and it doesn't happen for me.
Right.
That's what's going on.
So, okay. So what happens with that is because that energy that you're putting out, like indecisive energy from the get-go, right? You're not like, okay, so like karma, whether it be good or bad, you know, we get what we put out in the world, okay? So anything that we put out, we're going to get it right back. So if we're going to go ahead and put out some energy that is saying, okay, well, I'm going to try this, and hopefully it works, but if it doesn't work, then I'm going to still be doing this, or I'm not going to put all my eggs into this basket, or I'm not going to really depend on this working out for me. Well, guess what's going to happen? You know, it's not going to work out because you put that out there that it's probably not, you know? So it's kind of like that give and take kind of energy. You really... You know what? Hold on one second. Your guides are, I'm trying to listen in to what they're saying. Or your money guide right now. Okay, so there's something going on with your money guide and your relationship guide. So I think that there's something like a conflict or some sort of, a conflict, like an unresolved issue with your work, with a person at your work. Let me see. Hold on. So a man. So we got the thinking man. I don't know if it's like your boss or like a superior. What is this? Okay. I'm going to get down to the root of this really quick. Hold on. Okay. So then we have the appreciation reverse. So we're not appreciating. Well, I think that's him actually. And then the angel of balance. Okay, so it's the feeling underappreciated. I think you probably. Okay, so what I'm hearing is you're like overdoing it, right? Like you're. I think there's too much. Like there's too much responsibility. Like you're not getting paid for it or something. Like, hold on. So this balance, there's the lack of imbalance, the lack of reciprocation. Okay. So. There's also, okay, we just got a whole bunch. Okay. We got, we're just going to go through these really quick. I'm just going to say what these are, and then we'll explain them in a minute. So we got the third eye is, there's a blockage there. So the lack of vision, right? The lack of being a visionary, the lack of seeing your goal, right? The angel of strength in reverse, so that's the, you know, you're not putting all you're not putting like your best foot forward in like yourself. You're giving it away, and it's not balanced right. It's not, there's no strategy, right? Oh yeah, and we got the strategy card. So yeah, we got the strategy card in reverse. So there's no real strategy to your game plan right now is what it is. I don't know if there's like envy or like some sort of situation at your work. But then we got the envy card and then the storm warning card. So whatever situation is going on there, I think you feel it like brewing. And it's like you kind of want to get out before the storm hits kind of thing. So I'm getting there's like a female. Okay, hold on. There's a female. There's, okay. We're talking a whole lot right now. So there's a female issue and then a boss issue on top of that. I don't know if the boss is a man or just like a masculine energy, like a fire sign maybe. Let me see. Sorry, I'm just writing notes down that come to me so I don't forget it. Okay. I'm just going to say like the basic overall kind of thing, because I don't really think they're really focusing on like the issues that's going on at work right now. And I think it's just very draining for you, because this is very draining for me trying to listen to it. And
basically, you know, like, and I'll just give it to you in a nutshell. Basically, this is a job that I did not desire to go back to, but I'm there.
Okay.
When I got several interviews over the summer, and this job that I'm doing right now is not a passion anymore. It's just I'm there, but I'm still you know, being me. But I know I'm supposed to be doing something else. That's the issue.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, that feeling. That's what happened with actually me, and I just kind of knew that like anything that I was gonna do, this wasn't gonna do it for me. You know? Like,
yeah.
You just get to that point where it's like, okay, so this is really redundant and just like it's like the same thing over and over and over again, and you just like get bored with your life pretty much, you know? But yeah, and I think with that, you know, then, I mean, obviously issues come along with that because people feel that energy around you. Like, so when you're at work and you feel like sluggish, or if you feel like, ugh, like, I hate this place or whatever, you know,
right,
that kind of gets felt and it causes animosity and like whatever is going on. You know, I don't know if you're very aware or if, you know, there's things going on behind your back maybe. But I'm just hearing like there's lots of gossip, you know, it's just very high school-y, I guess.
Yeah, but I stay away from that because I'm a little bit more mature than most of them. So I do my job and I come home.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. Because that's like, honestly, if you weren't able to do that, I don't think you would be lasting as long as you have in this place.
Agreed. Agreed.
Because it's just like what I'm hearing is just like gossip, you know, like he said, she said, blah 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 blah, whatever.
Right.
And like, dude, I don't, it's like you just don't care, you know, like so what, you know, like it's really annoying. But I think the overall thing is out of this is from what like your guides are wanting you to know is that it's okay to do what you want to do. It's okay, because as long as you are in alignment with what feels right to you, like you're going to get reciprocated in the ways that you need to be reciprocated. You know, you put energy out, you're going to get energy back. So whatever energy you're going to put out, you're going to get that back. I don't know if there's something like with healing that you want to do.
Yes, it always has been.
Are you there? Sorry. Yeah, there we go. Okay, my phone just like kind of freaked out on me. But,
no, I was saying, I've always wanted to do something with healing. My dream was always to be a physician.
Okay.
But I teach science. That's where I am right now.
And
I've had opportunity
come up where I was almost, well, could have went to medical school, nurse practitioner mm-hmm. school, but I had to take care of my son.
Right.
And I couldn't do it at the time because it's just me. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to ask if, like, you were, like, a nurse or something, but I don't think that you are. Like, there's something, like, with that kind of, you know what? I don't know if there's something, like, with elderly people that you are trying to look into or trying to
no, I'm more
go about.
Children. Yeah, I'm more called
okay.
children.
Okay. Because I am seeing, well, you know, that, okay, so there's like three different options here that we can go with because it, everything is about choice, right? Freedom of choice.
Right.
That's why we're here doing this whole like human experience, you know, we get to choose what we want to do. But there's like, there's three different options along this healing path that you are wanting to do, right? So option A is if you don't know how, or if you don't see how you can start on your own, or, you know, doing like your own thing with your own business, that type of thing, I see starting to work with the elderly first, like through some sort of organization. So getting your foot in the door that way, and then, you know, you can later on go on into other areas that they have or whatever. I'm not sure if you've applied at some, I think it's like some sort of big organization. I'm not sure if you've applied with this or not or yet. I don't know what it's called. Starts with K. I don't know. We're just going to call that option K. So,
okay.
Then the second one is to start from scratch. And this would be like, I think you're wanting to also explore the more like metaphysical ways of healing. You know, it's kind of like piques your interest, like with like sound healing. Sound healing is what I'm hearing, like the frequencies, the vibrations, how, you know, that can, or even, oh God. Okay, so what I'm like being brought to is there's this guy, I forgot what his name is. I think his name is like David Cook or something like that. But he actually like made this machine that they're trying to start to utilize in hospitals right now for it's an actual like sound healing machine, right? And it like they use it for cancer patients and right now, but they're going to be like using it for everybody once it's like all, you know, approved and whatever. But this is just like an example of like the sound healing option that I'm seeing, right? It's like these deep isotronic like tones, and it like literally makes your cells like transform right into positive cells or that are can, you know, function properly, you know, stuff like that. You see a lot with like the crystal bowls, you know, all that type of stuff too. So yeah, okay. So I think that introducing that to, like, your own I don't know if you have, like, a certain patients that you're already, like, working on, you know. I don't know. Are you seeing, do you have, like, your own client base?
No, I don't. Usually,
okay.
If you hit on a major objective that I do, because sometimes, you know, I know about herbs and I use the herbs and I take care of my son.
I was going to say too.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, okay. But I mean, yeah. Okay. So. Okay. Okay, so there, yeah, we'll do S and then H. Okay. The staff, okay. Sorry, I'm just trying to listen in. Sorry.
I mean, you don't have to say, I know you have other calls, and it's okay.
No, you're fine.
It's
okay.
Great job.
No, I'm just listening in because there's so much going on right now with you. So I wanted to talk about option three, though, because I really think that that is a big, big one that you have, like, that passion for, right? The herbalist,
yeah.
like a nutritionalist.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like getting them on the proper diets and, you know, like really helping them stick. Like a, it's like a kind of like a life coach in a way, but like a nutrition coach.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that that or, you know, and implementing like herbs into things or into a drink or something like that, like a protein shake or whatever it may be, you know, and if you do go along that line, I do see you like owning your own, like starting your own product, right? Like you would be.
Yeah.
Like,
now,
you know, like starting your own like protein drink. In a way,
yeah.
You know?
You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
Yeah, like that's, I think the main, the, I think that that's like the main goal. And I think that the other ones are like cool little like options, right? If you can get into that or something. So it's not, okay. So what's happening is there's like that indecisiveness, right? You don't know. Like, you know what you want to do, but then it's like you're kind of scared to do it at the same time. So you're thinking of these other things too, right?
Right, right.
As backups, when really you don't need to have a backup for something that you're really passionate about, you know, because if you're passionate about it, then you got to just go for it. If
right.
you don't do that, then, you know, you're putting out that energy that this is going to fail. Right. And then you're going to have your backups and you're not going to be extremely happy with it. You'll be happier, but there's still going to be that thing that you're kind of missing, you know?
Right. Right.
Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's
well,
just that, that full, that, yeah, that fulfillment that you're going to be needing.
Yeah. Yeah. You just validated that because that was a strong desire about a month ago. And then when I realized what I had to do to get through, because I wanted to start out with herbal teas and then start making
mm-hmm.
herbal teas. And I realized that I had to go through the Georgia State government and come up with a business plan. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to have to put that on the back.
It's a lot.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot, you know, but take baby steps, you know, just do
yeah.
one thing at a time. Don't look at it as like this, oh, my God, there's all these things that I have to do. No, just look at the first step and get that done and take however long you need to take with that. You know what I mean? Like don't,
right.
because that's another thing, like with myself even, like I will go gung-ho on something for a while and then I'll get burnt out, right? And it's like, oh, God.
Right.
So we don't want to do that. So, you know, don't just go like gung ho for it. Just, you know, take baby steps, do one step at a time, you know, get, you know, the licensing that you need first or get even just like try making products first and see what, you know, like do some like sampling or whatever, see how the public likes it or see, you know what I mean? Just like little
right.
things, you know, that
right.
type of stuff. And then just kind of go with it and just, because everything, once you really start putting your energy and effort into something, and, you know, it's something good for you, good for the universe, good for humanity, everything starts to really, really align, and, like, things just kind of start to happen, you know? And you'll see that it'll start to get a lot easier. So I think that you should definitely put your eggs into this basket. And don't worry about any other options. You don't need the other options, you know. And there's jobs. Again, you know, if you want that security right now, I completely understand. Keep that security. Keep your head out of the drama. And just, you know, focus on, like, when you're not working, you know, focus on your passion. Even when you're at work, you can, like, hey, you want to, like, try this and tell me if it's good? You know, that type of thing. It might be, like, your little first test subjects, you know?
Right.
So who knows? You know, everything happens for a reason. So I say go for it. 100%.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Fantastic.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Okay. So that was great. I love that. Okay. I have a feeling that, like, we're going to be having a lot of healers on these calls, which is pretty awesome. Okay, so let's just go. Let me see. Hold on 1 second. Oh, my goodness. Awesome. You guys are so awesome. We have so many calls. I love it. Okay. We are going to go to the next caller, and that's going to be area code 805. Hi, how are you?
Oh, thank you, Alex. Hi, Alex. This is Donna. I'm in California. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's good. So? I just wanted to know pretty much about finances getting better, and they have been a little better because I've been winning. I like to go to the casino, I won the door prize, one of the door prizes of $1,500, and then I did well, and
Ooh,
so I want that to continue. Yeah. And
yeah,
then,
that's exciting.
Yeah, definitely. And then I wanted to know about maybe someone coming into my, you know, it's a relationship, a fellow.
Yeah. Let's go ahead. I'm just going to pick up on your energy really quick and see kind of what your guides want to talk about and
okay,
all that fun stuff.
Okay.
So you're from California. I'm from California too. So yay.
Oh, okay.
Yay, California.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm from Northern California. So.
Okay. Nice.
Oh, there we go. Okay, let's see. So I'm going to use a couple of different decks. We're just using the Energy Oracle right now, and then I'm going to use my Love deck also in a minute just to see who's coming in. Okay. So the first thing I'm getting is that you are, like, overcoming this, like, storm, right? This, like a life storm. like you're coming out of it, right?
Yeah.
I see that there was, like, some deceit. There was some issues walking away. But I think,
exactly.
Obviously it kind of, it's all starting to clear now, and it's all starting to just, you know, be off in the dust in the wind, you know?
Uh-huh.
So that's good. So that's, you know, really saying that you are ready to be out there to the world now. You know, you're not putting that energy out there that you're in this complicated mess anymore. Okay.
Yeah,
because again, like I said in the other call, like, we put out what energy we put out is what we get back. So if we're putting out that we're in this complicated mess of a relationship, well, that's what you're going to get, and that's the people you're going to attract, and you know, so we don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
So okay, actually things are looking pretty decent for you, okay? So
yeah,
we have blossoming abundance, right? That's a great card to have, which you're starting to see that now. And also, I don't know if there's something with, like, yeah, so there's a, are you seeing, like, synchronicities with, like, the number three? I'm getting a lot of number three and fours.
Oh, fours has always been a good number for me, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so fours are, like, known as the number of support, okay? So whenever you're saying, like, the, like, 444 or whatever, you know, the synchronicities, whatever that is, that's saying that whatever you're doing in that moment that you're seeing that is something that you are being supported in. So keep going with that, with what that is. Okay. So if you're like going and you see 444, keep doing that machine or keep doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's a good sign. That's a really good sign. We do have the happy family card is also the number 4 card, which came out in the spread. So I'm not sure if there was some family issues or like healing family issues.
Well, I mean, we had, as a whole family, we had to heal because my sister's 18-year-old son died a couple of years ago. And so that was tragic for all of us, but we pretty much healed from it and, you know, accepted that we'll see him on the other side and everything.
Exactly. Yeah. That makes total sense with that happy family card because it's just like there's like this rainbow and like a whole beach setting and, you know, it's just really beautiful. So it's, you know, saying that everything is, you know, starting to come into this type of energy where everything's starting to get healed and better, right? Then we also got, so we didn't even have to pull the love card deck, right? We got the man holding the heart. So there is a man coming your way. He's going to be the type of person to like wear his heart on his sleeve. He's not going to be afraid to tell you exactly how he feels. I think that was
There's a guy at the casino that I kind of like.
That's so funny.
Name is Matt. I haven't met him though, but we smiled again, and then I heard him talking.
Oh my God, that's so funny. That's so funny you said that. That's so funny you said that. Because I literally was seeing like you at a casino, and like I wanted to say that like you've met, but then I was like no, but you haven't met because he's like coming, right?
Oh, so exactly.
So it was like, you know, so that
right
makes
on.
Total sense. That's funny. Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. So then we have the victory card right after that, right? So. This is a haul looking very good for you. Very good.
Good.
Yeah, we have the community card. I don't know if there's like, you have, I don't know. Okay, so there's 3 women in this community card, and they're like friends or whatever. You know, they're like their own little soul group. So I'm not sure if there's 3 women or if you're part of like a 3-woman, like tight-knit, little thing. I don't know. It might be your sisters. It might be,
sisters, or I have 3 good girlfriends that I talk to, or it could be my 3 sisters too, because I talk to them and I'm close to all them.
Yeah. So, I mean, it could be all of them really. Again, we have those 3, so that synchronicity. It could be the 3, you know. So, but yeah. Yeah, these synchronicities are driving me insane lately. it's just like really saying that, you know, to rely on these people, you know, like you can share with these people, you know. I don't know if you felt you know, there's that resistance to kind of like share like your feelings or your own like issues, right? I think you might be the one to kind of like hold everyone together or really like have people like dump their load onto you, you know, and you trying to like make them feel better. Like it's okay to not be that person sometimes, you know. It's okay to like lean onto somebody because it's going to be it could be all of them, you know, that really. Once you do it once and see what's going to happen, you know, with how they take your emotions and how they really like validate you and support you, it'll be a lot easier to show your emotions. And this, you know, goes into a relationship even, you know, especially with somebody who's very open with his feelings, he's going to want that in return. And I do see that you are very, you know, I think you're trying to really open up now and like find out who you are, like deep down inside. And it's a little bit hard for you. I think there's some hurt there, you know, everyone, all of us have been hurt. All of us have, you know, that's just life. But it's how we deal with it and how we say, okay, enough is enough. I cannot keep protecting myself like this because it is costing me my happiness, my ultimate happiness. Because what am I going to get if I'm not, you know, if I'm not giving to somebody and they're giving to me, then that's going to make them frustrated and then it's not going to work out or whatever it is. And then you're going to blame yourself and just these whole cycles that we just don't want to do. You know, we don't want to do that. I really just think it's time to open up. It's time to, and again, just start little. Start with your friends. Start with your sisters, you know. That way you at least understand how it feels to be supported, you know? So
yeah,
when it does happen, like in the real world, it's not so much of a shock and it's not so much of like, oh my God, like you actually care, you know? It's more expected, you know what I mean? So when we expect something or when we put out the energy, like this is what I'm going to receive, then that is what you are going to receive. Because you're not going to accept anything else, you know?
Yeah.
Do you have any other questions? Like, I hope I answered your question. I don't even know if I did.
Yeah, you did. Thank you very much. You see me traveling at all? And, you know, I've been saving money. And at some point, I don't know, probably next year, I'd like to do something, you know? I don't know.
With this, like this abundance that we have and the community. So, okay. I'm not sure if, do you go on cruises or are you planning or wanting to go on a cruise with like your girlfriend?
Yeah, I was thinking about going on another one. I haven't been on one in like 8 years.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I see you having a blast with like your girls. Honestly. Mm-hmm. So I think that's much needed. I think that would be so much fun for you. Oh my gosh. I totally see it right now. Oh, I'm so jealous. I don't know if it's going to be, it'll be your sisters or the group of friends, or it'll be all of you guys. But it'll be either one of the groups or both. But yeah, you're definitely, it's a cruise ship. I don't know. I think Bahamas maybe is what I'm hearing.
Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah. And then also I wanted to tell you real quickly, I was sitting in my bed and all of a sudden it was like a tunnel and this man is twirling in the tunnel and finally he came to where I could see him right in front of me. The tunnel was inside of me, like someone twirling and then he was right in front of me. He was just gorgeous, you know, clean shaven face, kind of long hair up to the little long hair up to the shoulders, I guess, and just gorgeous face and all. And I was just beaming with joy and I didn't know what to say. I just smiled and I remember bonding with him and I felt the royalty there. The robes were black and white. And then after a while, I felt all this light and lightness and love in my heart. And then he disappeared. I don't know. Do you think maybe he was a guide?
And that was actually one of the archangels. That was Michael, what I'm hearing.
Oh.
I have two archangels that I work with, and he is one of them, and Raphael. Raphael is actually one of my guides. So the archangels can be a guide. If you are somebody with of light that, you know, you're a healer or a light worker in some sort of way, like an activist or something, you do normally have one of these archangels as your guide. Now, Michael, he is a protector, a fierce protector. So if there's any situations where you felt unsafe or you felt that you needed some extra protection or you needed, I'm not sure. Okay, so it's like some sort of spirit blockage, right? I don't know. Do you live in like some haunted house or something?
Wait, what?
Like, is your house, like, haunted, do you think? Because what I'm hearing is, like, there was, like, worry or I don't know if there was some sort of activity or there was some sort of thinking that something was going on or I don't know if it was, like, behind your back even. But there was some sort of worry that you weren't protected in some sort of way that
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. You know what I'm talking about now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. He came. I don't really like to. I try to not air dirty laundry as much as I can, you know.
Oh, no, there's nothing bad that I've done. There was just a girl that I got involved with.
No, nothing like that.
That I knew a long time ago, and she wasn't good for me.
Right,
so I had to get her out of
but
my
I
life.
I don't want to.
I got her
exactly.
out of my life.
And he kind of, I think Matt probably happened, like he showed up. And that light that he kind of activated you with gave you that strength to get her out. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like fully
get
her out.
Yeah, I fully got her out. I blocked her and everything.
Mm-hmm.
She was just a troublemaker.
Exactly.
She wanted to make trouble for everybody, and I don't like to do that to people.
Yep,
you know,
exactly.
Like there were some Mexicans in my building, and you know, they said, oh, they're not here legally, and I can get them in trouble. I thought, oh, my God, I got to get rid of her. Let these people live.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Just,
so that was
yeah,
the
like,
line.
People that are just unhappy like that, they just need to, just don't let them in your energy. Just don't even do it. Because it's not even, it's like, ugh, you know?
Now, my brother mentioned taking me to Hawaii next year. Will he follow through with this? He has a house there.
I don't know if it's going to be next year.
Okay.
Like, I do see that you are going to be going, but I think it might be delayed a little bit. It's not going to happen, but, I do see it happening. It's not that it's not going to happen.
Yeah,
it just might be a little bit longer.
I've been like three times already, but I like to go with him because and he pays for everything.
He knows the area. That too.
You know what I mean? Because the restaurants are a lot over there.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. Expensive. Oh, yeah.
Go there. I couldn't go on my own. It'd be too much. Okay, so you do see this good happening with this guy, Matt, that maybe him and I will
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I think that it's going to, I don't think you're going to have to do anything. I think he's just going to come up to you and, like, sit next to you.
Good.
Do you play slots? Like, is it the slot machine?
I do. I play slots, too.
Okay. Okay. So I see it happening at, like, the slot machines, you know?
Oh, okay.
So he'll come sit next to you, and then, conversation will kind of happen. And there you go. It'll be easy.
Oh,
it'll be just something super easy.
Oh, that's what I like.
You have good things.
Okay, well, thank you,
Alex. Good things coming. You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Good,
I appreciate
it. Good. You're welcome.
You too. I see good things
take
for
care.
You. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay,
hello?
So now we have caller. Hi, 631. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm glad I got on. My question, do you see romance? When do you see romance coming in? Not if, when. Yay.
When. There we go. I like that energy. There we go. Not asking, but we're demanding.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. I'm just going to go ahead and use my energy oracle just to kind of get your overall energy. Okay. Okay, so first thing I'm picking up before the cards even come out is, like, I saw the broken heart in my head. I'm not going to be surprised if we get that card, actually. And, yeah, it just is the first card that came out. Oh, that's so funny. Okay. okay. Okay, so it actually came out in reverse, though, okay? So that means that we are over that heartbreak. We are, like, way over that heartbreak. Okay. One second. Okay, and then we have the Sun card right after it. And the Sun card is, like, the best card, almost, like, it's like the World card, you know, like, completion. It's like, you know, good things are coming, you know? You don't need to wait anymore. It's not even like that you have to do anything. It's like just divinely happening to you, you know? I think you've done your karma. You learned your lessons, and now it's time to kind of reciprocate, you know?
Yeah.
You've had some hard, hard karmic lessons, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But it's the completions of the cycles. So now you know what you're not going to be allowing anymore. You know, you're going to be able to spot it from the get-go and say, no, not happening. There's not going to be any more of that. I don't know. If there was a narcissistic abuse is kind of what I'm hearing. You know, those type of, or like some emotional abuse going on. It's the fact now that you're going to be seeing the red flags, like, instantly. Yeah, okay. Sorry, I'm just trying to listen in. Okay, and then we also have that you are kind of in this, like, rest and rejuvenation stage in your life. Like, you're just kind of like, okay, you know, I've done everything. I've healed. I'm ready, but I'm just tired also. And it's okay to be tired. It's okay to, like, take time out for ourselves and just, like, rest. Life sucks sometimes, you know? Life is hard. But it's okay because we're going to get through it. And then, you know, you are opening up, you're starting to open up that fourth chakra. You're starting to open up the heart chakra, and you're getting your power back also with your solar plexus chakra. So those are starting to get in alignment with you and starting to spin right and everything's starting to really, really open up for you. So you're really starting to put out that energy that you are ready. You are healed. You are ready for my next phase, you know? We have the garden and the gate. So normally it's is a card that's saying that you're staying safe, right? By staying within the gate and looking out at the pretty meadows and blah, blah, blah. But it came in reverse for you. So that's saying that you've already opened that gate and you like ran free, you know? And you're like ready to live your best life. Okay, I'm loving that energy. I'm loving it. Let's see. I'm going to use the other deck now and see actually who's coming. So you are definitely manifesting a person. I don't know if you, well, I don't think you know this person. It's just like the overall manifestation of love. Is this? Engagement, okay. So there's some serious commitment coming into your life. But I do think that there's some control issues that we still have to deal with, okay? Because we can't control every aspect of our life. We can't, like, oh my gosh, my card fell. Okay, there we go. We can't, what am I trying to say? We can't control who's coming, when they're coming, why they're coming. We just know that they're here, right? And it's like, I feel like you're almost like there's this pressure, you know, like you're putting yourself under pressure to get this part done with. Like, you want to get this phase done with already. You want to, like, be done dating. You want to be done, like, looking, and you want to, you know, you just want to be done with it, but you haven't even really started it, you know? Okay. So we got that there's releasing your ex, which was already done, and that you need to keep an open mind with some religious factors. So there might be some variation of religious beliefs between you and this person that you're manifesting to come in. So it would be your soulmate, right? But we are soulmates, not karmic contracts. So soulmates, you work together. You collaborate. So it's more of an understanding of the difference of backgrounds. Might be a different culture. Yeah, actually it is a different culture. I'm not sure. Were you brought up very religious?
No.
Okay. So that might be them then. Okay. Yeah, I'm getting, what am I getting? I'm getting like Jewish, like they're of the Jewish faith, right? So this would be like way, you would think that it's like going to be like way out of your element, you know, but I think you guys can learn a lot from each other. And I don't think that this person is like super by the book about, you know, everything, and is very open-minded to other, you know, religions, or even just, you know, not being religious. I don't think you're very religious at all, actually. I think you're more like of the spiritual nature. You know, you kind of just believe what you believe, and that's what it is, you know? I don't know why this is so much of a big deal right now. I don't know if this is like a fear or something that you've had in the past, like the religious differences. But it's not a cycle, though, because it's all coming to an end. Let's do. Okay, what am I hearing? So your relationship guide is, so he said within 3 months you're going to be ready. Okay?
You mean I'm not going to meet them till 3 months from now?
No, it's that you're not going to, like, settle down. I think you're going to meet, you know, I think you're going to meet them very, very soon. I don't think you've met them yet. But I think, God, I want to say like within a week even.
But how am I going to meet them?
Let's see. What are they saying? I'm seeing like a grocery store. Like, honestly. So...
Do you know how old he's going to be about? Not looking for old.
No. When am I? Like, around... Like, I'm seeing around 50, like 49, 50.
So he's going to be younger than me?
Yeah.
Because I'm 61.
Okay. So
I'm 61.
Yeah, so this, okay, what am I saying? So I'm saying, like, okay, it's so hard to translate this sometimes because it's, like, not in words how these things come, you know? So what I'm seeing is, like, you are being lit up, right? So that's, like, you, in a way, like, it's, like, your youth. You know, like, this person makes you feel like you're younger than, you know, your in age, I don't think really is an issue. I don't think that it's just one of those things that is just doesn't really matter, you know. This person can be very mature, very like experienced in life. I think that's really what you're looking for too. Is somebody who knows their shit and doesn't like you're just not one with the games, and you're not one to deal with anyone's bullshit, really. You know, like get your shit together before you come at me. Is the energy I'm getting off of you? You know, don't blame you. So there's nothing wrong with that at all. And I think that this person, because that's the energy that you're demanding, that's the energy you're going to get back, right? This person, I do think he's like some sort of entrepreneur.
Well, I hope you're right.
Like I see,
I'm definitely ready.
Yeah, like I'm seeing this, like I see him wearing suits. Like that's how I see that you guys are going to be meeting.
What do you mean? Am I just going to smile at him? He's going to smile at me?
Well, okay, so I think there's going to be some sort of collision, actually.
Well, I met somebody in a grocery store about a week ago, and we exchanged numbers, but he never called me.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. Did he wear a suit? Like, was he wearing a suit when this happened? Okay, so then it's not that person. Because this person's going to be wearing a suit. I think it's going to be, like, bald, but like shaved, like it's shaved, like it's a choice, you know?
Okay.
So if that person wasn't that, then it's not, that's not him.
All right. Well, I hope in a week or two, I hope it's not just like I'm talking and it's not happening, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Because it's like when you don't know, or when, like when you haven't met this person yet, it's kind of like, oh God, you know, is it really going to happen? You know, or because when you actually have like your sights on somebody, it's a lot easier to kind of see things, right?
Can I ask a couple more quick questions?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a friend, her name begins with T, and she just hasn't been nice. Should I just not be friends with her anymore?
I don't think you should. I mean, I think you should distance yourself. I think she's going through a lot of crap right now. I think she's, you know, going through a very hard time right now. I don't know if there's some home issues, some man issues, but, or woman issues. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. It's like, or maybe there's some sort of third party situation that she's going through. Like, I just think she's going through it right now. And so she's kind of just taking it out on anybody and everybody around her right now. But I don't see her opening up, because you're not going to, you don't need to put it out there that you're there to, that you're there for her. Like if she's not even willing to like want to need help, you know what I mean? Like,
I wasn't going to go there for Thanksgiving, and then she got all out of bent and she went off on me, so forget it.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. I think that's going to be a complete disaster anyway, and I wouldn't do it if I were you.
And how
like,
is my
just
son
for that
doing?
Reason alone.
How's my
son
doing?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Is there, so I'm seeing there's like a relationship. I don't know. No, has he been in a relationship for a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that that's kind of rocky.
They're far apart now. It's hard.
Okay, that makes sense then. Yeah, it just feels like very D, which makes sense, you know, with actual distance. But I think they're going to get through it. I think they'll, you know, with the technology nowadays, it's going to be very easy for them to. But I think that that's just the biggest thing that's like really just bogging him down.
Well, is he going to meet somebody else? Or?
I mean, he's going to have opportunities. You know, like we all have about, you know, 5 to 6 soulmates that come into our lives throughout our entire life to give us options, you know. And he's young enough to where he still has about 3 more that will come into his life. And whether it be as a romantic thing, we can end up working with these people. We can end up, you know, having these people as our best friends or whatnot. You know, it's like a whole soul group thing. You know, if we're not available, they become something else, you know. So I think he's starting to really find out, like, why he's here on Earth, like, what he's supposed to be doing, like, finding his purpose. And that's kind of exciting for him, but he feels very, like, alone in it, I guess. You know?
Yeah, oh, my
he
God,
have
you're right.
To share the excitement.
You're right. He joined the Marines, and mm-hmm. I miss him.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, he doesn't really have anyone to share that excitement with. You know, he's not going to go to some other Marine dude and, like, you know, try and be all feminine about it,
yeah.
You know.
But I think he misses me. I miss him.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, you're his mama, you know. That's just how it is. You're his first
yeah.
love, you know.
But sometimes I'm called last about things. He calls his dad or his girlfriend first.
Well, yeah. You know, it is what it is. But his girlfriend's probably going to start being first more, you know. We're just going to have to get used to that as moms. And I don't know how I'm going to deal with that when that day comes. I'm going to tell you what. So I don't blame you.
Well, I hope he gets married and has kids one day.
He will. I'm, you know, it just depends on if his energy shifts, you know, within this new transformation in his life. You know what I mean? Like, if she's going to get with it or if she's not, you know? Pretty
well,
much
he's only
how it can be.
He's only 20.
Yeah, exactly. He's very young. He has, like, he has more soulmates coming into his life, you know? So it can be...
As long as maybe in the next 7 years, I don't want to be too old of a grandmother. I'm 61.
No. Yeah, no. I see him being settled down by at least 25. At least.
Oh, wow. So you really do
yeah.
see someone coming into my life and maybe an engagement to a marriage?
Yeah, I do. I do. And I see that you're, like, so ready. Yeah.
And do you see anything else real quick that I should know about?
Yeah. I don't know if there's some sort of ex issue that you have. Well, I do know, actually. But, like, listen. Just, like, observe and listen. You know, pay attention to what's being said. Because the truth is going to start coming out. Whoever... Okay, so I'm not sure. The name, it starts... I don't know. It's like it's either a K or a C.
Man or woman? I don't know what you mean. Like the new person,
man,
or I don't.
A man. No. This is an old person. So it's somebody that's just not for your best interest.
You mean they're gonna try to call me?
Yeah. And I think
there was a about a week ago. A Keith called me.
Oh, Keith, that's so funny. Yeah, there's the K. There you go.
And
yeah.
What? Real quick, I have a friend, and his name is Dave. What about him?
Dave, I just get kind of like Dave is Dave. Like, you know, not too exciting, but not too bad, you know?
Yeah, he doesn't like me as a girlfriend, though, just as a friend.
No, yeah, exactly.
I wonder why. Who knows?
I think that there was some interest, but I think that I don't know. I think that he thinks that you're too good, or you know, like yeah. I think he doesn't feel like enough, or he could give you enough. So he's just kind of like, it is what it is. Like I accept it, you know.
Oh well, yeah. I think you might be right. My friends think that
yeah.
he might be gay or something, but I don't think so.
Yeah, he might be, like, experimental, I guess is the word.
Oh, my gosh.
No. So.
Jeez.
you know, I just don't think that you're, I think you're way past all of that. Like, you're just like, okay, I just know what I need to get, and I'm not even about it anymore, you know?
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to see him this weekend. I'm going to take a trip with him for like a day or two, but it's just friends.
Yeah, exactly. And that's totally fine, you know? You guys be friends, have fun, by all means. You can be your wingman,
The only thing you saw was that guy Keith calling me.
Yeah, I just don't like him for some reason.
I hope he doesn't try to come over my house and knock on my door. I hope he just calls.
Yeah, I just, his energy is just, I don't like it. Like, I really don't. Like, I think that there's, like, a lot of hidden things within him, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So. Well, if he calls, I just ignore him anyway.
Good. Good, good, good.
Oh, wow. Well, that was a lot of information, and I'll have to go to some grocery stores.
Yeah, get out there, you know. Go grocery shopping. Have fun.
I'm sorry. You think I should lighten my hair? I was thinking of lighting my hair tomorrow. Should I just leave it the color it is?
Yeah, I actually thought you already did it. So, yeah. I don't know if you were thinking about, like, doing, like, streaks or something, or, like, highlights. You know?
I did that, but I undid it, so I'm just thinking of, like, using the oops that they get the hair dye out and then putting, like, either a light brown or a light golden brown or a dark blonde. I don't know which one.
Yeah. No, the light golden brown.
That's what I was thinking of doing tomorrow.
Yep. Do that one.
All right. I'll do it tomorrow. All right. Take care. Thank you so much. I hope you're correct with this. Oh, my gosh.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good luck. Bye.
Thank you. Are you on again?
I kind of just come on when Spirit kind of tells me to. So, you know, you can follow my show, and then you'll get, like, a notification every time I come on. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Go. Okay, and we are, you know, we're just going to get going into call after call. 1 second. Let me scroll. There we go. Okay, so we're going to go with area code. What is this? 520.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. How can I help you?
I wanted to know anything you can pick up on my boyfriend or myself. He called me this morning. I haven't called him back. Do you see us settling our differences? Or what do you
pick you're
up?
Very stubborn. You're very, very stubborn. Are you a fire sign?
I'm a Virgo. I'm not sure if I am.
You're a Virgo. Okay.
No.
Okay. So that's an earth sign. So, but I'm pretty sure you probably have like a lot of fire, like within your chart, like we have like three really important kind of signs or whatever. So our sun is normally is like what we are, you know, what we identify as. So the Virgo. Then we
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Are you there? Hello? Hi. Can you hear me? Hello? Ooh.
Okay, are you there?
Yeah, what happened?
Sorry. Every episode that I do, I have some sort of issue with my electronics. I am not kidding. Like, it, I have no idea. It, every time, every single time, my audio like just fails for some reason.
Oh my gosh! I thought it was me. I was like, oh, what did I do?
No, it's definitely me. Every single episode, it does this. Like, you can go back and like listen, and you'll hear when it happens. This is ridiculous.
Sorry.
They're right there in the basket, baby. Sorry. My son, he's asking where the paper towels are. Okay. What I was saying, you have this very, well, you have a very stubborn energy, okay? So the stubborn energy is a very fiery energy. So you probably have a lot of Sagittarius in you or Aries. Probably a little bit more Sagittarius because the Aries is very, very fixed. When I don't see that you're very like fixed in your ways, you know, you can lean, you know. Now your boyfriend, he, what am I getting off of him? I think he's very the opposite, right? He's very okay. So I don't know if he's like maybe like a Cancer or a Libra, but
yeah,
he's
a Cancer.
He's a Cancer. Okay. So he's very, off the bat, he's very like kind and open and emotional, right? But you being a Virgo, like as your son, you are that also, which is great, but you also have like that other side of you that is like when you get triggered or like worked up, it's like, no, or when you know that you're right, you know? I'm not sure exactly what this issue is because I think it's like a whole bunch of little things, honestly.
Yeah,
it's just like a buildup, you know, just like an accumulation of just differences, really. I think it's like you guys are kind of, I don't know, have you guys been together for like, I don't know, a year maybe, or well, maybe more, like three years?
A lot longer than that, yeah.
Okay, so has it been like the issues have been around then?
Oh, from the beginning of time, I think, probably. Well, no.
Okay.
It was that honeymoon period, I'm sure.
Gotcha. Okay, you know. That makes sense then. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Okay, so, it's kind of like, you know, the clouds are coming down. You know, you guys are actually seeing each other for who you are, you know, and I don't know if you guys really like who each other is deep down,
yeah.
You know? But I think that if there really is like love there, like I do see that you guys do love each other. I don't see that being an issue. But I see that it's just the values aren't the same anymore, or at least what you thought. That's really the main issue here, I think, is that you guys just have these separate values, and you can't see anything else other than, you know, like when others talking, like that's what you see. It's like how you don't even value the same things that I value, you know? That's tough, man. Okay, let me go ahead and pull some cards just to kind of see the resolution. Okay, so we got some trust issues here, okay? Like major
yeah.
trust issues.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. And I think that that's going to be where your root lies, and I think that that's a lot of where you as a person, that's like a value that you cherish, right? Is being, you putting trust into somebody, right?
Yeah.
And like when you do that, it's, you know, you're saying, hey, this is, here I am, protect me, okay? And this doesn't happen. And so therefore it's, you know, priorities changed. Because then you had to start protecting yourself against this person, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You're right. You're right. Wow.
Yeah.
You were right. My gosh.
Yeah, it's a tough energy. You know, it really is. And I completely understand it. It's the way that you can get past this is you really have to, get outside help. Because I think if you guys are, just keep doing this, you know, going back and forth with each other, trying to fix the issue, but, like, not actually fixing the issue, well, that's going to cause more conflict, right? So there's going to be need some, like, outside intervention, some, like, I don't know if you guys want to do, like, couples therapy or even just, like, a friend just to kind of, like, sit there, you know, and be, like, you know, the referee here, you know?
Yeah.
Just to really, you know, I don't think that you guys are sharing your truth, really. Like, you're not really saying what the issue is. And I think it's to protect each other, you know? Like, really, you don't want to hurt yourself. You don't want to hurt your boyfriend, but you don't know how to go about this anymore with what's happening, with how you feel. This is definitely a very karmic relationship. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the different soul contracts. A karmic relationship is a past life relationship, okay? And not all, you know, past life relationships are karmic contracts, but it's that there's some sort of lesson that needs to be learned here. You know, it's like these cycles, even you probably even like before this person, you probably dated the same type of person, right? Like it's just like a whole repeating cycle over and over and over again. And it's the same type of energy. Because there's things that you need to learn within this relationship. And I really think that lesson is essentially learning how to trust, but not in a way that's going to hurt you, but trust in yourself enough to not allow yourself to be taken advantage of.
Exactly.
If that makes sense.
Are you able to pick up the psychic energy around him, like what his
mm-hmm.
intentions are?
Yeah. I do see, like, around him, he is a very kind soul. Like, deep down, he really is. He's not a bad guy. He's not, like, evil, you know, like we want to paint him out to be, you know, sometimes. But his intentions are good. I just don't think he understands how to go about things in the right. I don't think he's had a good role model.
Yeah.
I don't think he knows how to, you know, he doesn't know how.
Yeah.
So it's like both of you need to learn. He needs to learn how to be in a non-toxic relationship. And you need to learn how to trust yourself to not allow him to become toxic with you. You know? Like, cut it off. Set boundaries.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean, like, end the relationship. That just means not to allow yourself to be, you know, treated a certain way. And even for him, too, you know?
Yeah.
He shouldn't be allowing himself to be treated away. You guys shouldn't be allowing this conflict, you know?
Yeah. Well, I am writing a letter to him, and I'm going to be sending it to him mm-hmm. within the next several days. Do you see okay. how his reaction will be? Will it be one where he will be agreeable to kind of, mm-hmm. you know, working things through, that kind of thing?
Okay, so I am a huge fan of writing, of like writing it out, writing your truth out, and either, you know, if it's to heal, you can burn it, but if it's to actually get somebody to understand your truth, to giving it to them, because that way it's not you like attacking them, because you're not even there, you know? So there is no reciprocation of an argument, because that's just cut off. That's not possible, you know? It's them just reading your emotions on something. And don't be blamey in this letter either. You know, don't say you did this to me, or you, this is what you caused, and blah, blah, blah. To say this is how I'm feeling, you know, and just talk about you and your emotions. Don't talk about him, because
right.
you don't know that. You know what I mean? You don't know how
yeah,
he is
I'm
doing.
Not-
Yeah,
I'm not going to be writing anything along the line of feelings. It's more about concrete, like a structure of,
mm-hmm.
that I'm suggesting
Boundaries.
That we both follow.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think
I'm
that's
hoping,
a great idea.
Do you think he'll be cooperative? Will he be agreeable, do you think?
I think it's going to take him a little bit, like maybe just a couple of days, to kind of really understand that that's what this is.
Okay.
You know, give him time. He'll reach out, you know, once he fully understands. I think he's just going to have to reread that a few times, really, just to kind of really let it sink in, you know, and really just understand what you're meaning to say, you know.
Okay.
So make sure that when you are writing this, that you are communicating very clearly in the mannest way that you can do this. You know what I mean? Like we have,
yeah.
it's not like dumbing it down, but it's like, it's making it so the man can understand, because men have a hard time understanding female emotions or female, you know, female needs sometimes in emotional stability, you know?
Right.
So you're just going to need a little bit of processing time to really understand what that is.
Okay.
And as long as you explain
yeah.
it in there, then he'll be able to process it, you know?
Right. Okay.
So make it as long as you need to. Make it, you know, don't worry about overwhelming him, because it is going to overwhelm him regardless, okay? But
right, yeah.
Let him process it. Let him do his thing and how he's going to handle it, and then he will reach out to you when he is ready.
Okay.
And then you guys can talk and come to this agreement. And he can, you know, give all suggestions also. Don't be so fixed on only your boundaries, because he has his own boundaries too that he's going to need to put in place. And you might not like it,
okay.
but that's okay. Okay?
Yeah. All right.
It's totally okay. That's what boundaries are. We don't like them, but they are necessary. You know?
Yeah. So you see he
okay.
and I coming to an agreement? You see he and I coming to an agreement?
I do. I see that, you know,
okay,
if you do, you know, do this through letters, I think that is the smartest and brightest way that you can possibly do this. You know,
okay.
if I do see that if you weren't to do it that way, then we're going to have issues. Okay?
Right. Okay.
So I think that if that decision is made for you to do the letter, then I think that, you know, I see this going. It's right there. There's, you know, the free choice and then the destiny charted kind of thing, you know, like, you know, we have the two options, right? And once you make that decision, well, this whole path can go this way or a completely other way, you know,
yeah.
Well, at that moment. So if you do it through a letter, it can go in a great way. You know, it could really start working itself out. And it's going to take time, too. It's not just going to happen all right away. It's going to take time. It's going to take patience. But you guys will both have the patience because you both came to an agreement and understanding of what you both need and want. You know?
Right.
If you do it a different way, yeah, like calling or even face-to-face, we're going to have some major issues, and that's going to end in a breakup, essentially. Okay?
Okay.
So we just need processing time is all.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, so does that help at all? Does that calm your nerves a little bit?
Well, I'm just thinking, I'm wondering if he's advice from people that are
he is,
not,
but he's not going to be listening to it, you know?
Okay.
It's like, you know, if everyone says things, but if we really let it penetrate and, you know, take it in, that's what matters. And he's just kind of like, whatever. And it's like he's heard this shit before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it just It doesn't really matter. You know? Just like I'm sure it's happening to you too. You know?
What?
You just kind of let it roll off.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So don't worry.
Okay.
Have faith in yourself, your relationship. You know, if you're going to change the way that you guys are doing this, that's a good thing, because the way that you guys have been doing this isn't working out. So there needs to be a major shift in how things are communicated right now and how the energy starts working, you know?
Yeah. Okay. All right. That sounds good. That sounds good.
Okay. Good. And, you know, I do want to offer you, I'm an alternative healing therapist. I do work with couples also. I do couple therapy. So, you know, if you do need that mediator, you can just go onto my website. I think it might be under just like soul care or something like that, some like, you know, coaching or counseling. You can go ahead and just book an appointment. And, you know, I'm fairly reasonably priced because I think that counseling is way, way like unaffordable for everybody. It's ridiculous. That's just not my thing. You know, I'm not in it for the money. I'm really in it just to kind of be of service. So, you know, I would like to offer that to you guys. If you do need that third party. So yeah, you can just, my website is linked in the bio of this show. So, you know, you can keep it, you know, on file or whatever, you know. But yeah, I would love to offer that to you.
Thank you.
100%.
Okay? Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, you take care.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Well, what do we have next? Let's see. We're just going to try and get through as many people as we have. We only have about half an hour left, so if I stop talking too much, maybe we'll get through our list. So we're going to go right with our next caller at area code 856. Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I was just wondering, one of my long-term commitment relationship into marriage happening this year for next month.
Okay. Let's see what we pick up on. Okay, so I'm just shuffling the cards really quick, but as I'm shuffling, I'm just kind of picking up on the energies of the relationship also. I'm just not going to talk yet. Because there's like a whole bunch of things within this relationship that I think there's you know, obviously doubts, right? Promises that were promises that never happened, or, you know, things like that. Words are words.
Yeah.
type of stuff, you know?
That's what happened today, and over the summer, and nothing. And I
gotcha.
Kind of.
Yeah, disappointed.
He went to the point because he didn't want to talk, and he kind of sort of got the drift, and he answered me twice today, so that's kind of weird. But bitched about calling, and don't call me in the middle of the night. Why are you calling? You got to call me during the day. And I'm like, you're working. I'm like, oh, whatever. That's not my point.
Yeah.
But I called him in the middle of the night because if you need to respond to me, there's a reason why I'm calling.
Well, yeah, you know, you're not just calling in the middle of the night because, like, nothing.
You know? There's a time difference. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So.
So I'm using my relationship, my Love's Angels deck right now. I'm just kind of shuffling the cards, right? The first card that came out, no joke, was the wedding card, okay? So the wedding card came out. That's a good sign. And then what came out after is heart-to-heart conversations, okay? So you need to communicate clearly about your expectations. Because he cannot know how to meet those expectations or how to treat you or how you want to be treated we can't just expect everyone to read our minds, right? Even though we would love for that to happen. It would be great for people just to kind of know things, right? But that's not how the real world works. So we need to voice what we expect. And if you're expecting a wedding, then say, hey, time's at the picking, dude. You know, like it gets down to the wire, you know, after you've been waiting for so long, you know? I don't want to say like give an ultimatum, but just, you know, what do I want to say? Like, I want to be mean, like, but I don't. And I think that's like your energy with you know, this person. Like you want to be so firm, but then it's like, I kind of don't then, because I don't want to like ruin this at the same time. I don't know if that's going to ruin it or not. Okay. And then we got the playfulness card. So, you know, it's just showing that, you know, there needs to be that lightheartedness, which I think is kind of lacking right now because of all the seriousness. And I think, I think that that's kind of what's holding this situation up is the, is she going to be back to like who she, you know, how we were type of thing, you know?
He knows I'm not coming back. He knows I'm not coming back.
Well. Okay. So
when I said that I'm not coming back, good that you're not coming. I'm like, all right. And then he's playful and all that stuff. And first, we never were in a relationship. We're never going to be. And that's what he said in front of me. And then goes and tells me that everybody's telling him, I'm telling everybody there when I'm there that I'm his girlfriend, so I have no idea what the hell he's doing. And he says, I'm doing drama. I'm like, no, you're doing drama. Yeah. So I was taken care of today. So I'm surprised he called and answered me the second time. So.
Yeah, and, you know, I think also, so what we're getting also is that that there needs to be, like, a self-love right now. Like, really, really focus on that. Because, you know, after we get depleted of a relationship, I think this is, like, a really long relationship. Like, it's draining as hell, you know? and I know
you think I'm coming back.
Yeah, it's like...
He kind of felt bad when I said I'm not coming back.
Yeah. It's like it's expected. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not even worried about it type of thing. She'll be back, you know? And it's like that type of arrogance. It's like, no, you can lose me. Like, I promise you can lose me. You know? And
so you got
like that might need... Yeah, I think he's getting it. You know? Like, it might take a little bit longer. It might, but not a whole lot longer. I want to say the most it's going to take is a couple weeks, honestly.
He's going
to call
him
me. To be like, yeah. For him to be like, oh, maybe she is not messing around this time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there was another
like,
problem.
Like, maybe she's
that,
serious.
Oh, he kind of thought I was serious because I needed something else done and he won't do it. And I didn't want him involved, but he had to. And now I had to do it somewhere
mm-hmm.
else. Somehow else, so. Because I was getting a red
right.
flag from here to do it, so.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I was getting a
yeah.
wrong answer from here.
Right. And I think that, you know, all of these things are just really starting to open up his eyes. And, like, I think he's starting to see that maybe she doesn't need me, actually. You know? I think that's scary for a man. You know? Like, not
yeah.
to be needed. So, you know, like, that's really starting to, like, get at him.
Well,
so
I needed his help.
Little, like, fighting. But, you know, I
yeah.
think once he really understands, like, how you're just not even, it's either this or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
he didn't help me, and I told him that you're not going to help me now, so you're not going to call me to see what you're going to do for me. So,
right.
I don't
right,
expect
exactly.
it. So, if he does it, he does it. If not, I have to do it. Part myself, the other part, I need him to go do it for something else.
Right. right, yeah.
Because I'm not there.
Yeah. I think right now it's just kind of, if I were in your shoes, what I would do is I would just focus on myself and focus on getting everything that I need and making sure I have all my shit in a row in case he doesn't shape up. You know what I mean?
Like
maybe
what?
Maybe he will. Like, just making it so that you're independent on your own. That you're not relying on him for anything. You know?
Yeah, he knows I'm
like,
independent.
Take control.
It's just, this country works differently, and to try to do it from
right.
my end here, it's not happening.
Well,
I did it on my
yeah.
own. I was there, and he got screwed up, and I thought my paperwork
yeah.
there went there when I told him to send it here, and I didn't
okay.
get it either way. He knew what I was talking about. I'm like, dude, come on. Do you
well,
have my
you
stuff
know,
there? Because I don't
if,
have it.
Yeah, exactly. It's now at the point where if he doesn't do this, then that's it. And, you know, you got to make sure that you're going to be okay with that.
Yeah, I'm all right with it.
You know?
I told him, it's like, yeah, hold
and,
on a second.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
It's like,
I told him I didn't care.
You know, it's okay.
About anything.
Yeah.
And you want to
yeah.
believe them? Go
but
right
I mean,
ahead.
You do.
I don't care.
But you
no,
care.
I don't care what
you
they
just
what he believes.
Like
if they believe them or me,
right,
I really don't
right,
care.
Right.
And you got the drift.
Yeah. yeah. But, you know, I think it would hurt you, right? It would. It would. We want to act like we'd be okay, and we definitely are going to be okay. But it would just like it was sting. Like, dude, really? You know? Like, really? Like, you're not? You know? Like that type of thing. But then if that happens, then it's like, was he even worth it? Like, is he even? You know what I mean? Like, it's time to go. It's time, you know what I mean? There's better things. If this isn't gonna happen, then you need to let me go. You know?
Oh, him? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you get the drift. I don't need him, but
yeah.
in a certain way I do because I'm
you
not there
him.
To do it myself.
Right. Exactly. So I think, you know, I would make sure that I'm okay with either option. I wouldn't, Yeah, that's really all I can say is because it really just depends on the energy of him because there's, like, this decision that needs to be made, and it's, like, really just, like, what is he going to do? It can go this way. It can go that way. Is he going to black off and not give a fuck, or is he going to shape up and get the shit done? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's really like, what's going to light a fire under his ass, you know?
Yeah. Is he going to shape up this time or not really?
I do see that this is it's a possibility. I see it that it's more of a possibility now than it has been before. Okay? If that gives any hope. But I want you to get okay with it not happening also, okay?
Got it.
You know, because we don't want to be disappointed in ourselves for believing something that just was an option, you know?
Yeah, because I told him I don't care, whatever, and he goes, don't worry about what they did. He's like, don't worry about it. I'm like, no, it's going to happen this time, and I don't really care.
Yeah, we just have to have that energy. We just have to let it, honestly, that's what else are we going to do, you know? And it's okay, like, to have that energy, like, around them or, like, when we're talking to them, right? But it's also okay to, like, cry our eyes out and, like, you know, scream and whatever we have to do to release it, you know? That's okay, too. Like, it's okay to care, and it's okay to cry, and it's okay to be like, fuck you, you know?
Like, it's okay.
You know?
Yeah, hopefully you got the point and it goes through. And I told him, no, you're not going to do it because what you did and what I asked, what I needed help with to get moved mm-hmm. something, and I can't move it on my own. And I said, yeah, I'll believe you when what you did over the summer that I needed help on something to move something. And you kept mm-hmm. on saying you were going to do it, and you didn't. And so I'm going to expect you're going to mm-hmm. do something now for me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it's at that point where, you know, if he does it, great. If he doesn't, bye. You know?
Right.
But I wouldn't wait around. It's not, you know, like you need to just put out the energy that you're good. You're good. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because then he's
going to
see that, and he's going to, yeah, he's going to see that and be like, oh, my God, I messed up, and let me do this, okay? And so he'll do it. That's what men do. They realize they messed up, and then they fix it after they mess up. That's, like, what they do, you know?
I think that's going to happen after.
You know.
I guess, like you said, that's probably going to happen. He already knows he messed up, so.
Yeah, you know,
whatever.
He definitely knows. Yeah, it is whatever. It is what it is, you know? But my concern is you, and if you're good, you know, then you're good. If you're not, you're not. And again, like the last caller, I, you know, do some counseling. I do, you know, like, you know, any type of, like, therapy work, very, like, super reasonably priced, like, really, really low rates for people that can't really afford, you know. I also work with, like, homeless and, you know, stuff like that also. So you're more than welcome to go onto my website if you just need kind of someone to vent to that's not going to, like, judge, that's not going to have, you know, like, around the situation to where they're going to tell or whatever. You know what I mean? If you just need that, I'm here for you. Okay?
All right, cool. Appreciate that. Yeah, I'll be all right. It's just, he knows I'm tired of it and tired of the game and kind of, I guess, like you said, explain the situation and I let it rip.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, it's the same story. I was like, no, I'm not doing the same story. I'm going forward. You're doing the same story that you're not, what, needs to be
exactly.
done. And
he's in that cycle still, and you're just like, you're over it.
Yeah, because I just need one thing to be put in the car for me and bring it where I need to bring it, do what I got to do with it, and then take it with you. And he didn't want to do that, so I was doing it myself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what you got to do. You got to do shit yourself, you know, like you got, yeah, you got Yeah, right, I totally understand you right. on a level like you have no idea, because that is my life. You know?
Yeah, a lot of people say you totally should do it on your own. Don't give them this power. But I was like, you don't know the situation. I could do it here, but they're telling me one thing from here to do it from there, and then it's a mess. Mm-hmm. The country is fucked. Excuse my language, fucked up, and the whole town is fucked up, and I got tired of it. And you heard me say, piece of shit of a town, piece of shit of a town, because they don't mind their own business. So, whatever.
It's okay. It's okay. It is what it is, you know?
Cool. Yeah, when he doesn't see me coming to, he's probably thinking I'm coming this December, and I don't have no ticket. I'm not planning anything, so I'm not coming back.
Exactly. Exactly.
I want him to come here.
You know? Right. So if he's going to go ahead and, you know what I mean? Like, it's not your turn to put effort in anymore. You've done did that. You don't need to do it anymore. It's his turn.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I wish I could have done it here, but whatever. I'll see if the other part that I need it done gets done here. If not, I warned him that he has to do it for me. So, see what happens.
Yeah.
So just back off, let him call me.
Yep. I wouldn't even bother if I were you. Like, if he's going to come around, he's going to come around. If he's not, then adios. You know?
Cool.
And I don't like being that blunt, but I do at the same time, because I know that that's, like, what you need. Like, I know that, you know what I mean? You need that kind of encouragement to be like, it's okay to, like, let this shit go. Okay? It's okay. It's definitely okay.
True.
Right?
Okay. Is somebody else coming in, or... Because I've been meeting jackasses left and right lately, if that makes sense.
You do have two people coming in, okay? So you have two more soulmates coming in. This guy isn't even a soulmate. This is a karmic contract, FYI. So it's okay. Okay? So a karmic contract is just a cycle that needs to be, a lesson that needs to be learned. And, girl, you are learning it. This is you learning that lesson, okay?
Well, I hope he learns his lesson, too. Cool.
He will, but don't worry about his lesson. You just worry about yours, and that you are just done with it. You're done with this lesson.
Oh, like what happened and what he did. Yeah. I'm done with it.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. I see it all. Don't worry, okay? That's okay.
All right, cool. Appreciate
it. It's okay to be over it, okay? You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right, you take care.
Thanks. Oh, can I ask one more question?
Yeah, of course.
About my job thing, when is that coming in? Because I'm getting tired of that, too. I got screwed over on a couple of them for interviews.
Yeah. I see. Okay. So the longest I see that this is going to take is about 2 months. Okay? Again, that's depending on your energy. Because you haven't applied at the place that you would get hired at yet, okay?
Cool.
Yeah, so get out there. You know, if you put the energy out, you'll get it, okay?
Cool.
Really just depends on you, all right? You got this. You got this, you got this, you got this, okay?
All right, cool. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay, so we're going to give a couple more minutes. I'm just going to, what do I have? Let's see. Okay, so I want to extend to everybody that has not gotten their answer yet. You can always go onto my website. It's linked in the description of the show. Book your session, and you can schedule the day and the time right there that's convenient for you. And you can do a private read and get really more into detail and into about, you know, what's going on in your situation. I want to extend that to, you know, everybody who hasn't gotten their answer yet, because we do only have a couple minutes, so I am just going to kind of go as fast as I can now to try and get as many people as I can So please, 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 we're going to try and keep this short. If I don't talk too much, I have that issue, but it's okay. We will just go with it, okay? So we have area code 917. Hi, how are you? Hi. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. Okay. I see a whole of you submitted my resume. And I think Friday, I had my resume repeated by a writing company. Once I submit my resume, do you see going on job interviews this month and next month?
Okay, I see. Yeah. Well, this. Okay, so actually, what I see this month in November, there's one interview, one significant interview. I see you kind of going on a few, okay? December is really going to be a big, big month for you. I think you're going to actually get hired in December, okay? You have applied at the place that you're going to get hired from, though. So if that's any relief for you, that you're going to get an offer from, you know. So you've done your work. If you want, you know, you can always put backups in, you know, just in case, you know, you don't ever want to like just put all your eggs in one basket. I don't know if you're going to like what you're going to be doing, but, you know, it is what it is, right? But I do think in December you are going to get hired, okay? Before Christmas.
Okay, because this is one job I really want. I'm sorry?
Okay. Oh, no, it's okay. So So you already applied at the one that you already like, right?
Yeah, I'm going to actually apply on Friday. That's the only one that I'm applying for. If anything else were to come up, I'm just going to decline it.
Yeah, let me see. Does the initials of the company or what it is start with a B? Or is there like a significant B in there?
Yeah, it's actually a wholesale distribution company in their HR department. It's for a human resources assistant position.
Okay. I was going to say that there's something like HR related, you know, so there you go. that was an easy one. Yeah, like I just see this. I think that right now that it's a very busy time. I think that there was something that kind of happened that they're all trying to recover from and trying to figure out as quick as they can, right? In a professional manner. So I think that they're just trying to, like, organize everything in a way that would be easy for somebody to step into, essentially. But, yeah, I think that there was, like, some big type of, like, situation that happened that they're trying to recover from right now in, like, the HR department or something. I don't know if there was, like, some harassment lawsuit or something like that. But really, I think it's just them trying to recover and trying to make room. Like they already have, you know, the room, but they're just, you know what I mean? But they're just trying to like get it all ready. If that makes sense.
Okay. That sounds fine. Yeah. That's the only position I want. I see other companies hiring, but I wouldn't be happy there. So this is the one company that I would be happy with. And there's another one in Princeton. I would leave that as a backup company. But I don't see that one is
that's not a favorable one. I do see that if you wanted that, you can get it, right? But I think that this one is your gold mine, you know?
Yeah, that's what I say. I've been thinking about an interview with these companies for a while, so I'm sorry we're talking about it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I see that you've been like casing this place out even. So, you know what you want at least, and that's a good energy to put out there, and you know they feel that, you know, when they talk to you. And that's great. Okay?
So
go on. Go forth.
I have more?
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, okay, I will. Definitely. Okay. Definitely. Do you see a settlement happening for me sometime in 2022?
Well, there's a lot, actually, that's going to be happening for you by year. Like, a whole lot.
Oh, great.
Like, I don't know if you're wanting to travel, but I do see there's some sort of, like, traveling.
Yes.
Like, long distance. Okay. Yeah. So yes. You're going to be traveling. I'm not sure if you're starting to see somebody or interested in somebody.
I am. I mean,
okay.
Somebody that I haven't met.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like a confusing thing. I get it. I totally get it. But yeah, that's gonna deepen. Okay. That's gonna go
that's
further.
That's gonna happen, you think? Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Okay. So good things
okay,
are coming
you
this next year.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Confusing. I just can't do anything right now. I have to wait until I get everything
right.
together.
Exactly.
Okay.
You got to get your life together. You got to get all your stuff in a row, you know?
That's what really I said before I even get into a relationship. So I know who I want.
Right, exactly.
yeah
exactly. You know who you want, right? Yeah.
I'm not going to waste my time because it would be wrong for me to talk to them when they belong to someone else.
Right, exactly. Like, you don't, that's not even, you don't even need that. Like, that's just, you're done with that. Like, I see that you've done that, and it's like, nope, you know? Like, don't even mess around with that type of energy, you know?
No. So
yeah,
I'm going to just
I think,
completely, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
I think that this is going to go very smoothly for you, okay?
Oh, I hope so. Okay, thank you. Okay,
it will.
Thank you.
It will. You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, guys, we have about 1 minute, sadly. So I'm going to have to cut it off here. I'm sorry. Again, I welcome you to go ahead and go to my website, book a private session, and, you know, you can definitely do that. Also, you can find me on TikTok. I do TikTok lives. I do readings there. So catch me on TikTok, and I can give you a reading on that. It's going to be the same, Empathic Alex. And I really, really hope that you guys have a wonderful night, day, whatever it may be. And again, I do accept donations for these shows that Cash App, the same, Empathic Alex, or also at my website. Scroll all the way down to the bottom in the donation section. I appreciate each and every one of you. And those of you that did not get to have your questions answered, I'm very sorry. You guys are always more than welcome to wait for the next show as well. Follow me and you will get notified. Have a wonderful, wonderful night.